USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales for September are coming in lower than expectations. Economists were looking for a slight increase, but the final number came in flat. Gasoline sales fell by nearly 1.5%, but general merchandise sales just about canceled that out. Meantime, Americans are going to bars and restaurants as spending at those locations rose by 0.5%. Florida communities are still recovering from the impact of Hurricane Ian, but some residents are having trouble getting the assistance they need to repair or rebuild their homes. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says residents may be getting denied because of a lack of information and explains how they can resolve it.
Just see what they're looking for. You can go to the DRCs. We've got a number of disaster recovery centers now up in Southwest Florida, actually throughout the affected counties, even beyond Southwest Florida. People can there. They can help you get through this process.
A 15-year-old boy is in custody in connection to a series of shootings in Raleigh, North Carolina, that killed five people, including an off-duty police officer. Police Chief Estrella Patterson saying shots were fired starting around 5 o'clock last night. The teen suspect was arrested and transferred to a hospital in critical condition. In total, the suspect shot seven. So far this week, at least 12 police officers have been shot since Monday. GM says they'll halt production of the Chevy Corvette at their Bowling Green, Kentucky plant next week due to supply chain issues. The plant was shut down for the same reason in late August and lost production in April and March of this year. Officials won't specify which parts were in short supply, but say they expect supply chain issues to improve by 25% to 30% this year. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A top Fed Reserve official is issuing a warning about the central bank raising interest rates too quickly. Kansas City Fed President Esther George did so while speaking to an S&P Global ranking webcast. She said moving too fast can disrupt financial markets in the economy in a way that ultimately can be self-defeating. Breast cancers that emerge within 5 years of giving birth are more likely to spread and become deadly. That's according to a study from Oregon Health and Science University that looked at 2,700 people. It found the risk of breast cancer spreading after birth was 50% higher compared with those who had not given birth. A golfer in Arkansas is suing after a country club refused to give him an advertised prize. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The Morrilton Country Club in central Arkansas is at the center of a controversy over a prize that was offered if a competitor hit a hole-in-one on the 10th tee. The club said anyone who got a hole-in-one on the 10th tee would receive the keys to a Ford F-150 pickup truck thanks to a local dealership. They called it the Tournament of the Century. Austin Claggett of Conway, Arkansas, went onto the tee box and sank that hole-in-one. The car dealership said the country club promoted the truck as a prize without their knowledge.
NASCAR drivers making their way to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the South Point 400 Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.